Hey guys, it's Raleigh Wayne here, and today we're going to be talking about how Civil Rot is connected to the Harper Lee's novel, To Kill a Mockingbird.
The Civil Rights Movement is an event that lasted for about 3 decades. It spanned across the southern states, Topeka, Kansas, Memphis, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, Selma, and Birmingham, Alabama, into Washington, D.C.
To Kill a Mockingbird was written and published during the Civil Rights Movement in the 60s. In this time, though, white America thought the coming together of races was immoral, dangerous, and ungodly.
The Civil War was supposed to end slavery, but it didn't end discrimination against blacks. They continue to have racism in the South. The Civil Rights was a constant struggle for justice. Throughout the Civil Rights Movement, there were many leaders that directed the blacks for justice. The earliest leader was a man named Booker T. Washington. In 1909, he fought for African American rights, including economic value with whites.
He was an educator and reformer, the first president and principal developer of Tuskegee Normal and Industrial Institute, the most influential spokesman for black Americans between 1895 and 1950. He urged his fellow blacks, most of whom were poor and uneducated farmhands, to temporarily abandon their efforts to win full civil rights and political power, and instead to develop their industrial and farmer skills so as to hold economic security.
In his characterizing speech for a racially mixed audience at the Atlanta Exposition, Washington summed up his simple approach in the famous phrase, "In all things that are purely social, we can be separate as the fingers, yet as the hand, in all things essential to mutual progress."
The next person really wasn't a leader. He was just a major moment in the Civil Rights Movement. His name was Emmett Till. He was 14 years old, black male, who was dared by his friends to whistle at a white woman. He was beaten and shot through the head before being dumped in a river. The man was found not guilty, but later pleaded guilty. The case was reopened in 2014, but no changes were filled. He was killed in 1955.
Let's talk about the only female leader in the Civil Rights Movement, Rosa Parks. She refused to give up her seat to a white man because the whites only section was for her. Her arrest led Martin Luther King Jr. to organize the Montgomery bus boycott in 1995. Due to the boycott, the Supreme Court ruled that the segregation on public transportation was unconstitutional and the bus boycott finally ended. Rosa Parks is often thought of as the mother of the modern-day civil rights movement.
Next, we're going to talk about Thurgood Marshall. He was a black lawyer and the first black man to sit in the Supreme Court. At the time, Lyndon Johnson was the president. Lyndon Johnson pushed the Civil Rights Movement forward in 1964, even though everybody opposite did not want anything to do with it.
Thank you.
After the Civil War, the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the Constitution were supposed to be guarantee equal rights for African Americans, and their disenfranchisement continued in a system known as Jim Crow's laws.
John F. Kennedy was once president right before Lyndon Johnson set the civil rights into motion right before he was assassinated. He wasn't really supportive of the civil rights until the people had riots and murder. He supported the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom and had plans to make the Civil Rights Act stronger. He never got to see the Civil Rights Act come into complete motion because he was assassinated a few months after the March on Washington.
W.E.B. Du Bois was one of the most important protest leaders in the first half of the 20th century. He was one of the black people that created the NAACP in 1909. Although he had the knowledge and the race problems, he slowly came to the conclusion that racism expressed in such evil at that Jim Crow segregation laws and race riots, social change could be accomplished only through agitation and protest. You may be thinking, why in the world are we telling you this stuff? We are telling you these stories and incidents because we want you to be aware of how corrupt things were and why things are the way they are today.
And To Kill a Mockingbird, most of the events really did happen in the southern United States, and Harper Lee adapted events she saw in everyday life of Tuesday. In the book, Myola Ebo, who was a character in the book, was supposedly raped by a black. The same thing happened to a white woman named Naomi Lowe. She was raped by Walter Lett in 1963. To the Negroes in 1963, as to Atticus Finch, it had become obvious that nonviolence could symbolize the gold badge of heroism rather than the white feather of cowardice. Martin Luther King.
When To Kill a Mockingbird was published, white people called the coming together immoral, dangerous, and ungodly. Harper Lee's father was a lot like Atticus. And 6 years before she was born, he defended two black men accused of murder.
In 1931, before she turned five, a case made headlines in Alabama. A group of blacks and whites got into a fight on a train. As the police arrested the nine young blacks, they came across two white prostitutes. In order to avoid being charged with consorting with blacks, the women accused the men of rape. Tried in Scottsboro, Alabama, eight of them received death sentences. Over the next few decades, the Scottsboro Boys, as they were known, became cause celebrities of the civil rights movement. Their case twice advanced to the Supreme Court. It took until 2013 for the men to be exonerated.
In To Kill a Mockingbird, it says that when the men appear to take a mob similar, Scout confronts and shames them. But in reality, during this time, this would be unchecked.
All these people went through this stuff every day. The act of being scared of everyone because you're afraid of going to get mugged or beaten by a random stranger. You have some of these problems still today. People have got it in their minds to kidnap children and kill them. Now, why in the world would somebody do such a cruel act like that today? The same reason why people did those things to the blacks in the civil rights movement. They were just wicked people.